Hey guys, welcome back to Tribe of Unicorns. I'm your host Kendra, and today I have Raquel DeRoe on the podcast. She is an RTT practitioner. RTT stands for Rapid Transformational Therapy, and what Raquel does is basically helps you figure out the root of your fears, the root of your blocks. If there's something that's holding you back in life and you're just not really sure why, if you continuously struggle with something, that's what she does. She helps you figure out what that is and then overcome it and change that story so you can move past it. The other reason I wanted Raquel to come on because her story is so relatable. At 18, we're asked to go to college and figure out what the heck we want to do for the rest of our lives, which is a really difficult task because at 18, how do you even know who you are? What you're going to hear Raquel talk about is that she never quit, that she never ever gave up, and she never settled. She had these core beliefs, and she knew the life she wanted to live and the type of service she wanted to provide to the world, and she never ever stopped until she finally found it. So grab a cup of coffee. I think you guys are really going to love this one. All right. Hey guys, welcome back to Tribe of Unicorns. I'm your host, Kendra. And today I have my good friend, Raquel DeRoe. How are you, honey?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So we met through a mutual friend like forever ago, like sporadically a couple times. And you were just such a, like, when I think of your face, just sunshine, just this bright, happy ball of energy. And then was it last year?
Yeah.
I went all by myself to a retreat with Gabby Bernstein, and I was in a like dance yoga class. And Raquel like danced back into my life.
That's exactly how it happened. That's so funny.
And we had like the most magical weekend. It was incredible.
We did. Yeah. I love talking to you. You're just so beautiful to talk to and so insightful, and you listen so intently. It's just beautiful. Yeah.
The connection was huge. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So all
meant to be.
Yes. So why don't you talk a little bit about what you do and kind of how you got there? Because it's not a straight and narrow path, as most of my guests aren't.
No, not at all. You know, it's funny. I would say my story sort of starts, I'm going to say, with my parents, because my parents immigrated here from Portugal. Mm-hmm. And they came here not speaking the language, really having nothing. They never went to college, and my mom actually never even finished high school. So it was super important for my parents to provide myself and my sister with the opportunity to go to college. So it was sort of, it just wasn't even a choice for me. It was just something I was going to do. And at that point in my life, I had no clue what I wanted to do, right?
Right. Because we're like, what, 17?
I had no clue. The thing is for me, like, I was just psyched to get out of the house, because coming from a Portuguese strict household, it was like, you know, I was more of a free spirit and my mom was just very strict, and, you know, the house was impeccable. It was like, my friends would laugh that you could literally eat dinner off of my garage floor because it was like that clean. And so it was just like, I just needed to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And so I had no clue, ended up going to school for business, because it was sort of like, you know, this underlying expectation that, you know, you go to college to either be like a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, you know, like some sort of like, quote unquote, like reputable career, right? And it was sort of
big girl job.
Yeah. And just, you know, that was more of like the known path, like an easy blueprint, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's really what I did, is I ended up majoring in marketing. And, you know, but just, I had this sort of like underlying, it was almost like a declaration, or like, you know, just affirming that there were these three things that I knew I wanted out of my life. Like, one was making sure that I really had a career that I was super passionate about. And I always knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and own my own business. I had no clue what that was, but I just knew it just deep within my heart that I knew that that's ultimately where I would be. Secondly, I wanted to love where I lived. And thirdly, I was committed to finding a partner that, you know, we just had real connection and passion. Those are sort of like my non-negotiables. And so, you know, I graduated in, you know, it was 2002, right after 9/11. It was just, there was also a lot of uncertainty and fear at that time. And so it just wasn't a great time to graduate.
Yeah.
And so for a couple of years, I really just, you know, I nannied for a little bit. I worked in a gym. Like, I had no clue really what I wanted to do, even with a marketing career. And the market wasn't great at that point.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was just, honestly, like, it was just a lot of exploring. I finally got a job at this like direct mail production company. It was like sort of like a marketing production company. And, you know, while I was doing that, then I took some classes in like interior design and just exploring more of like my, you know, creative passions. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up just through a connection at the job that I had, getting a job working in advertising. So that really is like what, you know, started me in my career working in advertising. And it was enjoyable, but I still knew like this is not what I wanted to do. It was like, it was more of a job and mm-hmm. a way of like a financial means and security, but not a passion. So I continued to explore. Like I literally everything, even weird things. And after 5 years of working in advertising, I had been at this company where it was a smaller, more boutique advertising agency that ended up going under. And at that point, I was just really at a crossroads. Like there was a lot of transition happening in my life. And at that point, I just decided, you know, I'm going to go to culinary school. And so ended up going to culinary school. And I tell you all this because there's just lots of twists and turns. And I didn't know exactly what my thing was, but I was like unstoppable in terms of like just
figuring it out. Yeah.
And, you know, went to culinary school. I just, after graduating, I was, you know, in major debt and decided, you know what, I'm going to go back into advertising and figure out a way to still incorporate my culinary degree. And I ended up teaching cooking classes actually while working in advertising. But that really wasn't that, I didn't really see a career in that for me. You know, like I did some private, you know, private cooking lessons and, but it still wasn't it. So then kept searching, landed into coaching. So I'm a certified integrative and holistic coach as well as a life coach. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely loved doing that. But again, I still knew that there was another layer, another level. I wasn't there yet. You know, until last year where I was listening to a podcast and, you know, the woman who I was listening to had mentioned Marissa Peer, who is Britain's best therapist. And she developed this method called rapid transformational therapy. And it's essentially, it does use hypnosis, but it's way more than hypnotherapy. And it really is a method that finds the root cause of issues or blocks or whatever it is, a challenge. And it really helps to change the underlying belief or perception that someone has or fear. And it helps essentially like transmute those disempowering beliefs that are sort of blocking you from getting to where you want to be or need to be into more empowering beliefs that align with what it is that you desire, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And so it was like this aha, like that is it.
Yeah.
And although, you know, I looked into it and it was quite pricey. And so I talked myself out of it as like, you know, why I shouldn't do it right now. Cause I was still sort of finishing up, you know, another like tier of like life coaching certification. And then she just kept on showing up in my life, like yeah. in different ways. Like I, so it was just, you know, finally it was just, I, you know, I kind of like got the message and I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go for it. Like, I feel like this is it. Cause it's so funny. Even when I was younger, I used to love like the stage hypnotists. I was like always fascinated by them. And, you know, it was just, but never enough to prompt me to like, oh, how can I do this? It was right. more of just this fascination of like, you know, the mind, the subconscious mind and hypnosis. And so it was just like, I don't know, it was just, it felt very aligning and it felt good. So I just decided, you know what, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out how to do this and make it work. And you know, the more I got into understanding the subconscious mind and really understanding how the mind works, it's just, it was so empowering. And it was just like working with our mind, to really design our life in the way that works for us.
Right.
And so I just, it's just been nonstop now. And, you know, and I was doing that while still working in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this past August, after, you know, just really gaining that confidence and knowing, you know, this is it. Like, I'm so certain that this is what I want to do. And that just sort of gave me the confidence to be able to leave my, you know, my full-time job, really. Or it was actually, I was transitioning. So it was, I wasn't working full-time at that point because, you know, I started to transition out of full-time and mm-hmm. like slowly work my, you know, my way. And at that point I was working, you know, a little bit more than part-time, but yeah, I just, you know, it was just, I just knew.
Yeah.
So I made the decision, gave my notice and, you know, took the leap and, you know, I'm all in and it's just, I cannot find something that is more fulfilling, rewarding, and, you know, just sort of fills my heart with joy. Like, I just love it so much.
I, you know, you talked a lot about trying, first of all, I applaud you for fearlessly trying different things until you finally found your thing. What was that feeling though, when you weren't quite there versus now when you feel like, oh, like what's the difference? What could someone like, how do you, as a person who's maybe in a little bit of limbo, listening to this, what can you tell them about that inner feeling? What's that certainty like?
The certainty was just, that's such a good question. Like, it was just this like inner belief and inner knowing that like, this is it. So it's like mm-hmm. hard to put my finger on it, but you know, I felt like I gave myself the chance and time to like, to practice, like, because it's one of those things that like, sometimes we get these ideas and it was like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, even with life coaching, I'm like, this is what I want to do. And then I did it and I realized this is part of what I want to do,
right.
but like not fully it. Right.
Yeah.
And so I allowed myself to have the idea, like come up with the idea and then actually test it out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like work with clients and while doing this on the side. So it's like, I had that security of a job and income. And I was just, and it, you know, it wasn't easy because it was just a lot of juggling.
Right.
But it's like, I made the time to pursue it and see
yeah.
if it really was what I wanted to do full time. And I just, you know, I realized, you know, I don't think this is it. I want to be able to help not just like, you know, I wanted to be able to help like a larger group of people. I felt like with health coaching and life coaching, you know, I felt a little limited.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted something more expansive and more sort of like tools to be able to help all sorts of people.
Right.
And so when I came across rapid transformational therapy, it was just this inner knowing. And again, it was testing it out. It was like, I had worked with, like right now over 50 clients just to make sure that like, this is it. And
it's so smart.
After doing it and seeing the results and you know, connecting with these people. And I learned so much through every single person that I worked with. And so it was just, that gave me the inner knowing, the inner confidence that, okay, like I've tried and tested it. And I know that, you know, I feel confident in the skill and my right. clients are getting results. So I will figure out a way to monetize or, yeah. you know, further sort of like, not monetize, but like make this my career.
Yeah. Well, and that does, you know, that's a huge part of it. It needs to financially support you.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like that idea of theory and practice. Cause like in your head, even as a young kid looking at going to colleges, I always, when I talk to younger kids that are like in high school, I tell them like, once you're a junior and you think you might have a direction that you want to look into, go to a business, ask them if you can intern for a year or, you know, even just a, not a year, but a summer, you know, come in and ask them if you could just be there, because the theory of something and then the practice of it are completely different. When I was in design school, you know, we had all these luxurious hours, days, months to work on projects. And then you get out and it's like, you know, it's 12 o'clock. Where's that job?
I could not agree more. I could not agree more. It's so true. It's like we kind of fantasize and romanticize about things in our head, right?
Yes.
And it's not always about the good. Like there are going to be things that we don't necessarily want to do, but that will lead us to, you know, what we want to do. So it's really so important to test it out and make sure, you know, I like the good and I, you know, like I like the ugly, I like the good, like I like it all, or maybe not like it, but I can deal with it. Right.
It's worth
it. In order
it.
To like get me to where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to ask you too. So all that, was it worth it?
100%. I mean, I'm still figuring it out. Like I'm not going to lie. Like I don't have everything figured out. Exactly. But I just, you know, it's just that inner certainty and inner knowing that like, I will do anything I need to make it happen. Right.
Yeah.
And like that to me is just, that's gold. Like that's, you know, I have a wonderful supportive husband and I know that, you know, he believes in me too. And like, we, no matter what happens, it's like, we'll figure it out. Right.
Right.
It's so, so just wonderful too, just having a supportive partner to be able to, kind of like be with me and hold that space and my goals and my vision.
Yeah.
And you know, that definitely helps as well. So.
Well, I love that you started out your whole journey with these non-negotiables. Like that was
so
smart to have that clarity.
And I mean, I didn't even realize it until I sort of looked back. But I really held that, like I really did. I held those three things as like, these are so important to me. And that really has helped. That's what helped me be so unstoppable and sort of figuring it out what my thing was. And you know what's funny? Like sometimes I would look back and I would like kind of put myself down a little bit about like, you know, not holding like a secure, I don't know, it's just not having things figured out, I guess. I don't even know how to articulate it, but you know, it just, I see like I would just see some friends like, you know, I it seemed like they had everything figured out, right? That
Nobody
was a story
does.
I played in my head, right? That like, you know, they graduated and they got this like awesome job like in finance and they, you know, they just kept on like climbing the ladder and they just, this is their thing. And it's just so funny when we compare like just what that does. And I, you know, since have just thrown that out the window because it's like we are our own sovereign beings and like,
yep, that's their, you know, journey.
Yeah. Right. And so, and this is my journey and, you know, it's definitely more colorful and I've learned so much along the way.
And it was probably as heart, you know, wrenching as it I'm sure was at points. It was probably also really fun at a lot of points.
Totally. Totally. And it's like, you know, you take, you know, I've taken what I've learned, like, you know, whether it was like in advertising or whether it was like, you know, this interior design or what I learned in culinary school and, you know, it just all these weird, I was like a Solpada jewelry, you know, whatever person for a while and doing like those home shows and just like, you know, was in sales for a little bit. And I took all my learning lessons. And I feel like that truly is what has helped me be able to take the leap, and and the knowledge that has sort of allowed me to be able to start my own thing. So, I'm truly grateful for that experience and for all these weird side things that I've done.
Yeah. You take it all with you. It makes you smarter in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you do and how, especially if, you know, considering that a lot of the people that listen to this podcast are creative entrepreneurs, how, you know, that type of brain is a little bit, scattered sometimes. I think we all have, that thing in our bellies that we know, like, you know, we want something more, or, you know, how does that help that person?
Totally. I mean, it's very individualized. So it's sort of like, I would work with someone to really identify, like, very clearly, like, what do you want? Like, what's your intention? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just say that, like, you know, someone, what's really important to them is like to be able to like speak in front of a group, right? It's like they're a designer and it's really important that they, you know, win or not win, but essentially like articulate their concepts and their design in a way that really serves the client's purpose. And they want to be like charismatic in the way that they come off. And, you know, it's essentially like really listening to that person in terms mm-hmm. of like what the desired outcome is.
Right.
And, you know, trying to understand, you know, what is it that they need that they feel like that they don't have? So is it, mm-hmm. are you lacking confidence? Like, is it some sort of like, you know, like speaking block? And so it's really kind of identifying like what's in the way, like what is in the way of you actually getting to where you want.
Right.
And it's really important to get very specific about like what they want, like what the desired outcome is, and what really the issue is. So, mm-hmm. So let's just say like it is, you know, speaking in front of a group. And so essentially, so that's sort of like, you know, the issue is basically like speaking in front of a group, public speaking, you could say. And so what we do first is, again, get very clear on the intention and the desired outcome. Mm-hmm. And once we understand that, the first step in the process is really, it's investigating the root cause of why this is showing up in someone's life. And we do that through hypnosis. So we essentially, you know, I put someone under hypnosis. And again, a lot of people say, oh, hypnosis is scary. But honestly, we throughout the day are most likely go into that sort of state multiple times a day, right? It's like when we're driving in our car and or when we're like watching TV or a movie, it's essentially just this, you know, a state where we're just deeply relaxed and we're not, you know, like we're not using our conscious mind. And, you know, it's a normal, natural state. So mm-hmm. essentially, we do a short sort of induction to hypnosis, and then we regress back to like 3 or 4 scenes that have all to do with the root cause of whatever this person is facing. Mm-hmm. And we're like a detective. Like once we go through these 3 or 4 scenes and the like feelings and beliefs that come up, we then interpret like why this is in your life, where it came from, and essentially what are these beliefs or these feelings that are attached to it. And together we do that. And once we understand the underlying sort of like perception or meaning or story that we've created that helped us come to the conclusion of what, you know, whatever it is, you know, the reason why someone doesn't feel like they can express themselves clearly in front of a group, right? We understand the root cause of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, as I said, we interpret like, you know, where, why, when, how, and then we interrupt that belief. So sort of with a new perception, it's like you understand Let's just say this came into someone's life because when they were, say, 5 years old, they got up in front of a classroom and they mispronounced a word. And so the whole class started laughing at them. And at that moment, it was like an imprint. And it was like they were humiliated. And that's right. Sort of that stress, that's fear. And they could have told themselves at that moment, I will never put myself in this situation again. That becomes right. A declaration, right? And so whenever they're put in a situation like that, that sort of fear kicks in, or humiliation, or that the belief, maybe they told themselves like, I'm so stupid, or, you know, whatever it may be. It's like, we say the craziest things.
Yeah, and to ourselves.
We do, especially when we're younger and we don't really have this understanding of the world. And so we just come up with these things that, you know, again, then become the blueprint of our lives.
Right.
And the lens in which we view the world and we view ourselves, right?
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And we could be acting. And again, like the fear of public speaking could be because of something like that. You know, you were humiliated in front of your class and then you declared, I will never do that ever again, because that was so stressful, like a whole being up in front of a class and everyone laughing at me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you understand with this, you know, this sort of new perception that, okay, like I don't need that fear anymore. Like right. Maybe I did at that point, but you know, I'm a 40-year-old woman. Like I know I have great things to say, and you know, I know that my designs are beautiful and the client, you know, whatever it may be. So then we, you know, we're basically interrupting those old beliefs with a new sort of lens. And then the sort of fourth step is installing new empowering beliefs that align with the way we want things to be, the way, you know, the desired outcome. You know, it's like, you know, I am smart, or, you know, whatever it may be. It's very specific to what that person wants.
Right.
And very much like stepping into that future. It's a lot of visualization. It's a lot of using really powerful, impactful words that create pictures in your head, because the subconscious mind responds to those powerful words that create pictures. And also like speaking to the subconscious, you know, in very direct, clear ways is very important in the now, like in the now. And so it's essentially, you know, again, fourth step, like installing those new empowering beliefs. Last step is then reinforcing, you know, what they desire through an audio recording that they then listen to every day for 21 days. And that really helps like recode and really lock in what it is that they want.
So I've listened sort of, to one. They're amazing.
Yeah. That's, and that's essentially the process, and it's so effective. And again, but it also requires the other person to do the work. So I will say like, this is an amazing tool and I know it's effective. However, it's up to the person to then do the work. Like for example, listening, as well as like taking action, because it also requires the person to then, you know, take the required action to, you know, essentially actualize what it is they want as well. You know, it's like I facilitate, but they sort of do the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Do you, yeah. I mean, there must be, I can't imagine one person coming to you and having one block or one issue. Like,
it's a great question. We start with the most important thing that's really affecting their daily, that's most affecting their daily life. And then we work from there. So, So it's like, it's sort of, like just, you know, you can use the peeling away the layers of an onion type of thing, but really like what is really affecting your daily life the most? So we start there.
It's amazing. Amazing.
It really is. It's like, yeah, it's, I mean, it's been so eye-opening to me and it's been so helpful for me because I've had multiple sessions. No, but it's amazing. Even like things like my money story, like money blocks, right? It's just like what I learned from my grandparents and grandparents, like subconsciously, like
yeah,
just my story around like money struggles and Like, you know, work has, it's just like, you know, you need to struggle, or like work needs to be hard, you need to get right. long hours. And it's just, these are all beliefs. And it's just so funny. Once we start actually questioning our beliefs, what opens up? Like, is this true? Or is this a belief that was passed down? Right? Oh, yeah. Is this past conditioning? Or is this really what I think?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing when you start doing that, what opens up, right? And like what I've been saying is like, you change your beliefs, you change your life. You know, it really is like, you know, these stories that we tell ourselves, it's just so important to pay attention to what we're saying to ourselves. So, yeah.
Big stuff.
Yeah, I know. No, but like, I also, it is big stuff, but like, you know, it just adding some like levity to it and lightness. Like it really, you know, it is deep work, but it also, you know, it just, life is a journey, and it's so fun when you look at it as like, you know, as just, yeah, just like an evolution, a journey and
unfolding.
When you see it in that light of like, you know, like what's in store for me today, rather than constantly trying to like control and make something happen. But when you're just open to the flow of life, and I, you know, it just, you know, we align so much in, you know, sort of this mindset, but like once you're open to whatever, you know, is sort of, I don't know, in your kind of
gonna come your way.
Gonna come your way. It's like, it's so much more fun.
Yes.
Trying to like push and control and create, and not necessarily create, but like, you know, having something happen a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's so much more fun when you're just open to, like, you put the intention out there.
Right.
And then you're just open to
how whatever it method it's going to hit you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that's happened to me many times.
Yeah. Once I started actually doing that and just putting the intention out there and being open to how it unfolds, rather than me saying, okay, this is how it's going to happen. X, Y, Z, da, 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 da. It was just, you know, it's so beautiful. Things happen in like a way that I could have never dreamed of it happening. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how I, you know, that's how I want to live my life, just because it's so much more fun.
Yes. That is like the thing I really stand behind. It sounds almost irresponsible, but I just don't want to do anything that's not fun. I want to fill my days with joy, and I, as much as I possibly can, just follow that goal.
Yeah, beautiful. And I find too, it's just, you know, helping, you know, like having that goal and, you know, visualizing it, like getting very clear with it.
Yeah.
But also being open to other ways of getting to that sort of.
Right. Well, if I had always stayed in my box of designer, I never would have started a podcast. I never would have done half the things I've done. And so, excuse me. I think I love the journey. I think the journey is so much more important than the destination.
I love it. I agree.
Right? We wouldn't have ran into each other if I hadn't been like, yeah, I'm going to book this thing and I'll go by myself. And then there you were.
Agreed. And I had the same sort of, you know, I went by myself as well. And I was just like, I want to do this. I want to do this for myself. I want to be open to who I meet and what I learn. Yeah. And, you know, so it's just, I love it.
I think like the joy is in those little moments in between, like the big goals is the fun stuff.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. And so, I would even say like when,
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, even when, you know, it's funny, like when someone is sort of, you know, trying to find their life purpose, it's kind of like being open for that purpose to find you too. Mm, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That just came up for me while I was just kind of thinking that.
Well, that's but, like yeah, a term I mean, that kids, you know, I'm going to go find myself. And like parents are like, what do you mean? You're right here.
Totally.
But you're right. Like, you know, there is no, that year after college is when you find yourself. Like you find yourself your entire life. You constantly are shifting and changing.
I mean, every day. It's like exactly. I agree. Like it is a constant, you know, it is constant.
Yeah.
And I hope that it will be that way, you know, until my last breath. Like I want to be evolving, learning, growing. Like,
it'd be so boring if we were not just the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Not learning, not growing.
It's a beautiful evolution. And I can't wait to see where, you know, where this journey will take me. Like, this is my thing now, but I'm not going to say that this is what I'm going to do forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows how it's going to evolve. And that's what's so exciting in my mind is like, you know, where will I be in 5-10 years?
Right. So, you know, your basics, you know, your non-negotiables, you always have those three things.
Yeah.
You know, so whether you're a chef or you're
totally,
you know,
I'm helping. Open to it.
Yes,
I am. I mean, I really am. Let's see.
I love that. So where can people find you?
I do have a website. It's just my name. It's very easy. RaquelDereau.com.
And I will put that in the show notes too.
Awesome. And so you can reach out to me through there. If you're interested in this work, you can book a discovery call with me, which is really just like getting to know each other. And if this, you know, if you're so called to, you know, want to learn more, I would love to hear from you. You know, it's a free call and it's really just chit-chatting about what's going on in your life. And if this work is aligning, then, you know, we'll go from there.
It's so powerful. I'm excited for, it's nothing I'd ever heard of before. So when you introduced it to me, I was like, oh, the more people that can hear about this type of help is, you know, it's super transformational. I mean, just even the one you shared with me and I've shared it with my family and like, they love it. It just made us smile. It made us happy.
Oh, beautiful.
If nothing else, like that's a great way to go to sleep or wake up.
Well, great. Well, so I will say then if anyone books a discovery call in the month of January, I will. So what Kendra's chatting about is I had shared a hypnotic recording that I created. And the inspiration behind it was that criticism breaks down inner spirit and praise really helps to build inner spirit. So it really is this beautiful hypnotic recording that helps to make words of praise familiar. And, you know, it's a short recording. I think it's about 16 minutes long to meditation music. And
I wouldn't know because I'm out every time I hear it.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoy it. So yeah, I, you know, if someone books a discovery call in the month of January, I'll offer that complimentary, but it's really just designed to make words of praise familiar because we could all use, you know, that the inner praise. Yeah, yes. Self-love. So
you have to love yourself.
I'm so glad that you like it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
True. Well, that's foundation. You. Foundation.
Yes. That
inner love, inner acceptance, gosh. Inner peace.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I was so excited. Oh, it was so nice to be here. It's so nice talking to you as always.
I will have all of Raquel's links in the show notes and let me know what you guys think of this method and if you think it could serve you. All right. We'll see you next week with another episode. Bye.
Thank you so much, Raquel, for coming on the show. I am working with Raquel personally to work some of my blocks and fears out. And I can't even tell you, we are just beginning and it is so powerful. I hope you guys reach out to Raquel. It's RaquelDereau.com. I will also have all her links in the show notes. But if you get nothing else out of this episode, I want you to understand that you can change your life, that you have that power, that there is nothing that makes one person more special or magical than another. We all have the same stuff. We're all made up of the same stuff. And it's really just our own beliefs that can hold us back or project us toward our own special level of greatness. So keep that in mind. And if you guys need help, reach out. There are people like Raquel that are here to help you figure this stuff out. I know all of you can grow more this year, can build your businesses bigger, can reach whatever goal it is that you are trying to set. You want to write a book this year? Great. How are you going to do it? Hire a publisher, hire an editor. What's your plan? If you want to travel to Europe and go backpacking or spend a certain amount of time away from your business, great goal. How are you going to do it? You have to set these things, put them on paper, and then figure out what your plan is so you can actually take aligned action and reach your goals. All of us can do this. 2021 is a year of action. I cannot stress that enough. The time for sitting back and planning and shifting and pivoting and thinking, it's over. We all can make 21 our action year and set ourselves up for amazing things. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that this inspired you to do something awesome today. Come find me on Instagram, share your thoughts, rate the show on Apple iTunes, and I will talk with you soon.